Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Come and knock on our door.
Hey! The doors of the Get Up Church are open.
Get up in the morning. Get up.
Good morning, good people. It is a wonderful Wednesday, and we are up and ready to have the best day ever to encourage you, motivate you, and let you know how much God loves you. You too over there. Hey, Griff. Good morning.
What the deal? Done. Hump day. Middle of the week. I'm ready to have the blessed day ever. How about that?
Me too. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Erica.
It's post-birthday.
It was a little delay. Right.
Yeah, we got to give her some time to settle down.
Fine.
Get feet back on the ground.
She had a spa
still
day.
Still floating from birthday love.
Really?
Listen, y'all. Listen, but you know, we still going to bless you with the faith walk. Still got the birthday shout outs on the way and more great gospel music. Let's start with the word of prayer. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We praise you, love you, magnify you, and glorify you today. Thank you, Lord God, for the victory that is ours. We will walk in victory and walk in power all day long. I thank you, God, that we don't have to do it by ourselves, that you give us strength to. God, so we'll keep our eyes on you. We'll focus on you, Lord. We'll be a light for you today. I thank you, God, that when you speak, we will follow. We'll hear you. We'll recognize your voice. I thank you, Lord, for speaking loud and clear. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those that need a little extra love today and extra attention today. Lord, be attentive to their heart, to their soul. Lift them, cover them, keep them in the center of your will and in the palm of your hand. Cover us all with your blood, Father, and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 Amen. We got great music from Fred Hammond, Dorinda Clark Cole, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard on the way. Here is Vashawn Mitchell with See the Goodness on Get Up Now.
Wake up!
Things you need to know on Get Up Morning.
2024 is here, and we are officially in primary season. Urban One is committed to ensuring voters of the information they need to participate in every election. Log on to OneVote2024.com, sponsored by Urban One. All right, Sybil, tell us what we need to know today.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Rudy Giuliani, former attorney to Donald Trump, lost his attempt to dismiss a multi-million dollar judgment brought by two black women working as Fulton County, Georgia election workers. Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandria Shea Moss, sued Giuliani for falsely accusing them of voting fraud in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. They were awarded $150 million. In her ruling, Judge Beryl Howell said the former mayor of New York City did not provide enough evidence as to why the original verdict should be dismissed. In a virtual address to the annual National Action Network Convention, President Joe Biden proclaimed, "We kept our promise to black voters." He highlighted initiatives such as a federal public works funding to reconnect divided city neighborhoods, substantial investments in historically black colleges and universities, and the pardoning of thousands of inmates convicted on federal marijuana charges. Additionally, President Biden emphasized his administration's commitment to combating racial discrimination in the real estate market and canceling student debts for millions of Americans. The family and friends of Morgan Farley are asking for the public's help in locating the woman. The 25-year-old has been missing from Chicago since April 3rd. According to family, Morgan recently experienced a mental health crisis and she suffers from depression. Please take a look at Morgan's picture in the What You Need to Know newsletter. And if you have any information about her whereabouts, please go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Get in the game. It's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
I Hate the Homies episode 95 is out right now. You can hear how much of a male chauvinist Super Dave is. How about that? That's all I'm going to say. In sports, Sacramento lit the beam on Golden State 118-94. So what that really means is in Sacramento, the 916, a.k.a. in Sac, at the stadium, they light this purple beam over the stadium when they win. So that's what that means. The Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-106. These play-in games are weird, man. Miami at Philly tonight. What up to my girl Ronnie in Philly? In Atlanta, at Chicago. Oh, and I Hate the Homies episode. We are talking about the WNBA draft. And speaking of the draft had a record 2.45 million viewers watching it this year. Last year, 572,000. How about that? Let's go, women. Let's go. I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating today with Tammy Roman, Layla Roshan, Kimberly Elise, Redman, and record executive, our friend Phil Thornton. His birthday is today.
Let's go.
If it's your birthday, you get a chance to shout it out. Coming up in 15 minutes on the birthday shoutouts on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get up.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Faith Walker.
With Erica Campbell.
Right now.
Amen.
The Faith Walk.
Faith Walk. On Get Up Mornings.
Hey, so growing up in church and the type of church I grew up in, correction was pretty common. And it was received because, you know, that's just what you did out of respect and honor for your leaders. And, you know, that's how I was growing up. Well, today's times are different. And correction can sometimes even lead to a lawsuit in some churches because people will claim all sorts of things just by you talking about what is proper protocol for your church or your business or whatever. I mean, it's pretty common these days. And while I love that we can have conversations about understanding and people's voices being heard, leadership is still leadership and honor is still honor. Saw something crazy. These two pastors, there was a big men's conference, and the entertainment in the beginning of the conference wasn't necessarily the most appropriate for a Christian conference. And so another man got up, and before he was speaking, he was, you know, giving a word of rebuke and correction. It turned into I believe the head of the event coming out saying, no, you're not going to do this. He said fine, grabbed his hat and left. That shouldn't have happened in front of the whole crowd. God doesn't get glory out of that. Now you have everybody with their speculations and their comments, which probably leads to more unwise, unsolicited advice on social media with people talking. And what it does is bring more dissension. When it is time to correct someone, correct them in love. Correct them in private. Yes, the Bible says, give so many clear instructions on, you know, bringing two together. And if, you know, if they don't agree, then you bring them before, you know, a congregation. But if it is something that you can resolve with just you and that person, I suggest that you do it, because the goal and the aim is not humiliation, it's correction, right? And if you can correct in love, then you don't have to humiliate, and you don't have to bring in people who are going to be acting, now what happened now? Now what they say now? Because sometimes in your efforts to correct what is wrong, you've now invited people into something that they didn't know was happening in the first place. So why not just correct it with the one person? That's why I think it's crazy when people go online to fuss out one person in the comments and nobody saw the comment. They saw the post. And the post was good and the post was encouraging, but one person disagreed. Now you have a whole nother post addressing it. And so now people have to search for the dirt. Don't make them search for the dirt if it don't have nothing to do with them. I wish that there was a way, especially in these times, that we could come to resolve faster. But, you know, our world is what it is. But guess what? God is never going to stop being God, and he's never going to stop being in control. So as long as we operate through his love and through his kindness, then you can reprimand and correct. It doesn't have to mean your whole ministry has to fall apart or your church or your family has to fall apart. You can correct in love. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Whoever hates reproof or correction is stupid. That's Proverbs 12:1. It's Bible, y'all. Okay, that's the Faith Walk of the day. I love you and I mean it. Now it is time for the birthday shout outs. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. Birthday shout out time. Who do you want to celebrate today? Give us a call and let us know. It's Get Up Mornings.
Get up.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Get Up Morning with Erica Campbell.
877-242-2426.
And I know y'all know what time it is.
Birthday shout out.
Right now.
Go.
All right, good people, it's time for the birthday shout outs. Who we got today?
Birthday.
Let's go.
Steve Austin from Uptown Northwest Washington. I'd like to say happy birthday to my son. He turned 18 tomorrow, Steve Austin Jr. Happy birthday to Cheryl. Happy birthday to Erica Cameron. And happy birthday to me. My birthday is the same day, Erica, April the 29th, the best day ever. Thank you very much. Y'all have a blessed day. Love y'all.
My name is Nataka. I'm calling to give a birthday shout out to my wonderful, beautiful mother, Anita Johnson. And I'm calling from Maryland.
Good morning. It's Michelle Payne calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I would like to wish my son, Michael Payne, a happy 24th birthday, which will be tomorrow, April the 18th. Happy birthday, Michael. We love you.
Yes, my name is Naila. I'm calling from D.C. I'm giving my mother, Anita Johnson, a birthday shout out. Her birthday is today. And also my brother, Deion Johnson. His birthday is on Friday, April the 19th. And I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, my name is Tracy Brody. I'm calling from Henderson, North Carolina. I would like to give a shout out to my mother, who will be turning 82 years old on April the 19th. God gave her 82 years of life. I love you, Mom.
My name is Santa, or Santa Johnson, doesn't make a difference. I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey, and the birthday shout-out is Marky, Christian Marcus Holmes, or just Marky, yesterday. But today is Alaska King.
Hi, CJ. God bless you, or whoever this is.
Duh. Miss Shawnee, but yes. That's fine. I got to shout out my girl Tara Walton, who's listening to us in Durham, North Carolina right now. Good morning, sis. That's Shelby's wife.
Oh, hey. I like it. Phil Thornton, happy birthday, bruh. Happy birthday.
Billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire. Doing his good work in the gospel music industry and worldwide. So thank you. Anyway, that was a good birthday shout out. I had a good birthday. Excited about day after birthday residue and such. But we're excited about what's happening in the next hour. So make sure you hang out with us on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on a wonderful Wednesday, April the 17th. Go ahead, Griff.
Listen to the Fatal Attraction podcast. Yes, that's right. TV One's Fatal Attraction is now available daily. Go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast, Erica.
Yes, 11 minutes after the hour, y'all. Griff has a ministry moment this morning. Mr. Griffin, we love Mr. Griffin. Griff, you sharing your heart with us this Are you sharing your heart with us again this morning?
Yes, I am going to share my heart with you this morning.
Y'all dirty.
Nobody gets a pass on Get Up Morning.
Yes,
nobody. I'll have the Erica-ism, the joys and concerns, the great music from Tim Bowman Jr., Zacardi Cortez, and Isabel Davis. Here's Do You Believe in Love by yours truly on Get Up Morning.
It's time for Mr. Griffin. Serious Griff.
Are you serious?
Come on. It's real. Mr. Griffin.
On Get Up Morning.
All right, sir. It's on you.
Thanks, E. So, over the weekend, my mother, Lenore, who's so awesome, she turned 70. And she actually turned 70 on Tuesday of last week, but we celebrated it over the weekend. And being home and being grown is just... has always been weird to me. You know, I left my mom's house when I was probably 13 to go live with my dad permanently to go to high school. So my relationship with my brothers and sisters has always been a little strange, but, you know, we fixed it as adults, but it's still really weird going back and just not being there all the time. But when we get there, it's like we all nine again. Like, we want mom to cook. We want, you know what I'm saying? We want Aunt Michelle to make her famous biscuits. It's very funny to watch the dynamic. But so what happens when you're grown and you're away, when you come back, all the nephews and nieces, they're getting taller. Emmanuel, E-Man is what we call him. My sister Toya's youngest son will be 13 this year, and he's like this, Uncle Griff, you want me to die? If you don't get your deep, almost got a mustache face away from me, like, it was cool though, watching my boys, who are now very grown men, 33 and 30, and Dez's daughter, Jasmine, who is 31 this year, and you know, the twins are 25 or so. Like, it's just really cool to watch them interact. And, you know, we don't really have to do nothing but just watch. Like, I was literally sitting next to my mom the whole time with her hitting me with her elbow going, look at everybody. Like, look at everybody. And what I, you know, we was talking about everything. We was talking about everything from sports to OJ. Oh, OJ. Go get a prostate check. For the men, prostate cancer is the number one cancer they can fix immediately. Immediately. You could be a cancer survivor. As soon as you say you got prostate cancer, you can say I'm a cancer survivor. Go get a prostate check. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. Do you have to be uncomfortable sometimes? Absolutely. Do you want to live? Do you want to live? Go get a prostate check, colonoscopy, all that stuff. But, and I'm actually going to the doctors today to get some blood work done. And, you know, I've realized, man, all this gray in my face, it means something. It ain't just because your mind be saying, man, you a comedian and we doing shows every weekend and we working in South Africa and California. But my health be like, so you don't want to rest at all? You want to know why this hurts and that hurts? And so I'm going to the doctor. We got to be grown. We got to take care of the temple. You know, we always hear about the temple, but you really got to take care of the temple. If you don't take care of the temple, who going to take care of it? And I promise you, I got a prostate exam. I got a colonoscopy. They're not fun and they're uncomfortable. But if you want to see your daughter's get married and your grandbabies graduate, and you know what I'm saying? When I see old black people together holding hands, I be like, I want to be them.
Yeah.
I want to be them. I saw Uncle Darnell and Aunt Janice while I was there, and they've been together 46 years.
Wow.
And Aunt Janice is now taking care of Uncle Darnell, making sure she had to put so many covers on him. I was like, can we just put Uncle Darnell inside? This is way too many covers on this grown man. So take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Right. I'm sorry. That's my Mr. Griffin footage.
Why you lay prostrate?
Go get a prostrate. While I lay prostrate. Go get a prostrate exam. Yes.
No, I love that. That's great, man. Oh, man. Grow old and enjoy life. Listen, man. Enjoy all of it. Stick around, guys. We got more on the way on Get Up Morning.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Real talk.
Real talk.
The Erica-ism of the day.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Today I want to talk about patience. Lord Jesus. Having patience. We know it's all through scripture. Bible says, let patience have her perfect work, right? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All the things that push us toward being patient and not being anxious, right? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, James 1 and 4. So many scriptures that direct us to be patient, right? To wait on the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So many things that let you know that patience is required for difficult times. Patience is required when, you know, dealing with people, you know, because I don't care how much you want them to move fast, they move when they move, right?
And so when you learn to be patient, you learn to trust God, you learn not to get anxious, you learn not to overthink and to assume what them not moving at the speed of light means for you. They don't care. They're not interested. And if they really were, you know, if they were really into this, then it would be moving faster. Learning to be patient is literally a life character goal that can help you win so many areas of your life. Literally learning to be patient and trust God. Now, listen, I struggle in that area. Even when I was having babies, I was trying to figure out how can they come a little bit faster and how can I get there a little bit faster. But listen, some things you just cannot rush. I was talking to a young girl and, someone told her that he liked her. And so she was trying to figure out why he wasn't calling her every single day. I said, because like that don't mean call you every day. Well, maybe he don't really like me to wear. Girl, you know, calm down and be patient. But I mean, it's the nature of the day. We get everything fast. Everything is quick. Everything is at our fingertips. You don't have to go to an encyclopedia for information. You don't have to go to the library, and you don't have to know the Dewey Decimal System. It's all so quick. So sometimes it's hard to understand why things take longer. But when you learn to be patient and you learn not to be anxious, as the scripture tells us not to do anyway, you win. You grow in character. You grow in your level of peace because you know how to be patient and you understand all things happen in time, right? And God never does things exactly the way we want, but he's never late. And when you know that he's never late, you can rest in a different way. You don't have to stress because your children haven't done this or your spouse hasn't done this or your career or your church or whatever, or you haven't done a certain thing yet. Be patient with yourself. All right. That is my Erica-ism for the day. Let patience help you grow a little bit. We all need it. It is a very necessary character trait, something that the Bible tells us that we should have pretty regularly. Scripture talks about patience a lot. And so knowing that we need it allows us to grow. All right, that is my Erica-ism for the day. Griff's got the joys and concerns on the way. We've got more great music, so don't miss that on this wonderful Wednesday, April the 17th. It is 27 minutes to the top of the hour. Don't be late for work. Get there and have a good spirit when you get there. Let's get up, morning.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Time for joys and concerns
on Get Up Morning.
Well, saints of the Most High God, we are coming to you live from the Get Up Church of our Lord, Baptist non-denominational, denominational, AME, CME, ENG, LMNOP, at Apostolic Church of God in Christ. All right, now Griff, let the Lord use you.
Thank you, First Lady Pastor.
You're welcome.
Shout out to my homeboy Shelby Walton in Raleigh, actually Durham, actually Hillsboro, North Carolina. How about that? All right, feeling good today. First, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life. I like to say I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. One more time, Elder Cheryl, because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, Brother Vino. I could have been dead, sleeping in the grave, but God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yes, yes, yes. One day I might just get whole tambourine lessons. I'll be seeing them people at church going in at the concerts. They be going in. I want to do it like them. So... I got a doctor's appointment today, and I'm trying to think of the last time, probably the last, like a proper doctor's appointment. I don't know. I go in when something is, but like to go in and just say, hey, Mr. Griffin, how's your joints? How's your back? How's your, that ain't me. So today I'm getting blood work and other things, and my wife was like, make a list of everything that you think is wrong with you or has been wrong with you. And I was like, well, I don't got a list. So then my wife sent me a list.
Yes.
Shout out to a spouse, ladies and gentlemen. All you single people, keep on. You're going to die by yourself. I got a spouse who know. I'm going to leave this out. She sent me a list. So I'm going to say, well, doctor, let me just unlock my phone and
check
all according to my wife, all these things is going on. And if both my parents is bipolar, I probably am a quarter polar. So you might want to give me some
quarter.
I want to give me some medicine for that, too. Now, I know somebody in their car right now saying, a quarter bowler, yes. You can say, ain't he all right? Think about your family. Somebody else saying, Griff, you better tell him everything that's wrong with you. You right, I am. That's why I got a wife. You can say, ain't he all right? But if you like me and Cheryl and Erica and you got a spouse that will be a help me, then you get to say, ain't he all right? Let's go, 36 months. Come on.
Yes. I got a whole list.
A list.
Tell them to check your ad noise, all this snoring.
Everything. She's helping, man.
Listen.
Check them knees the way you be buckling.
Tell them that hairy patch on your back. She was
I ain't slept on my right side in 4 months. Something wrong with your shoulder, sir.
Your shoulder.
Right.
Man.
No, I just like sleeping on my left side.
No,
you don't. Yeah, it hurts to sleep on the other side.
Oh, God.
I'm excited. I'll have you a whole different joys and concerns tomorrow.
Well, praise the Lord. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell. Loving Jesus and loving you. Thank you for being with us this morning. We could not do the show without you. So thank you so much. Griff has a message for you.
Hey, did y'all know that 1 in 8 people have worked at McDonald's? Yep, they went there for a job and found a whole lot more too good to pass up. And with McDonald's online high school program, 82,500 people received access to education. And with the support of Archways to Opportunity, many developed business skills and know-how that ignited their entrepreneurial spirit. And using those same skills, they mentor employees and give back to their community. Now, that's what's up. There's a lot of power in that 1 in 8. 1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
All right, good people. Coming up this hour, Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. His message, think your way to success. Also, this hour, Pastor Aventer Gray will tell us all about her Relish Conference 2024. Super excited about that conversation. Music from our friends Kirk Franklin, Latrice Pace, and Crystal Aiken. Here's Donald Lawrence featuring Yolanda Adams with In Him There Is No Sorrow on Get Up Morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Get Up Mornings.
Hello.
Hi.
We have guests.
Get Up Mornings, y'all. I'm Erica Campbell, and on the line with me today is speaker, teacher, mentor, and co-pastor, and my friend, it's Lady Aventer Gray. Welcome to Get Up Mornings, my sister.
Hey, get up, everybody.
Listen, we up in here talking about this Relish Conference 2024. It's April 18th through the 21st. But how did you come up with the theme, Soul of a Woman?
You know what, sis? We literally are so busy being women and nurturing and giving and servicing and doing for everyone else that I feel like it is time for us to take some time for ourselves to tend to our souls. And so when I was praying about my connectivity to women, I thought about what I need for myself, and that is a refreshing, providing a space for a little bit of extra support and renewal around John 1 and 2, where it says, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. And if your soul isn't prospering, you can't give to anyone else. And that's just a fact.
Ooh, I love that. Listen, it sounds like it's going to be a dynamic event. I'm anxious to hear who these speakers are. Who do you have? Who is your lineup? Who are your guests?
Oh, my gosh. So we have a little bit of an array of people. We have women in faith for health, for business, for entertainment, for entrepreneurship, for style. We have our sister Tammy Franklin, the wife of our beloved brother Kirk. She's coming to talk about women walking in grace when the world is looking for Kirk. Does she know who Tammy is? And I think that a lot of people can relate to that, because I'm one that's the same. We have Pastor Mary C. Wright of Abundant Life Family Worship Church. We have Pastor Renee Glenn of Restoration Church of Prayer. We have best-selling author and television radio host Nicole Crank from St. Louis. We have actress and entrepreneur Crystal Renee Hazlett, and also Novi Brown, two of the sisters of the hit Tyler Perry's Sisters show that airs on BET and BET Plus. And we also have my good sister Latoya Luckett, who is coming in to share her testimony. We have Pastor Marissa Farrow. We have Jordan Rito, who actually was my executive assistant, and she's going to be talking about women who serve and how she served her way into marriage, and now she's working on her second baby, and now she's also pastoring alongside her husband, so you get to hear her testimony as well. We have Pastor Sister Tasha Cobbs Leonard coming through talking about her amazing new book, Do It Anyway, and also just having a fireside chat with me.
We're
covering family, business, entertainment. If your dreams went to bed, we're gonna wake them up.
Nice.
But we're gonna, you know, take care of our souls in between instead
of
relentless.
Are excited about Love Story Church and this Relish Conference. It sounds amazing. Griff, do you have a question?
Yeah, well, where's it gonna be? I think I know where it's gonna be, but can you tell us, and where can people pick up tickets?
Yes, so it's going to be in Greenville, South Carolina at Love Story Church, 635 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29607. It's going to be there. You can secure your space at relishconference.com. You can do day passes online. If you're not able to make it because you're just now finding out about it, you can have a secure link to have access to every session that we're offering, every assembly we're offering online as well. That registration is again at relishconference.com.
Lady Aventure Gray, she is hosting Relish Conference this week, April 18th through the 21st. Log on to relishconference.com for more information. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today, my sis.
Thank you so much, sis. Love you.
Love you. May God
tell
bless
my man,
you.
I said, what's happening?
Absolutely.
Listen, tell him.
My whole family and them beautiful babies, too.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. Thank
love
you for
you
having
back.
Me.
Absolutely. All right, guys, stick around. It gets better and better right here on Get Up Mornings with me, Erica Campbell.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
It's time to wake up and win with Dr. Willie Jolly
on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, author of the book A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And today, in this time of challenge and change, I want to give you tips to create your comeback. I've learned that the old saying is true: whatever you focus on longest becomes strongest. So think good thoughts. And every time a negative thought tries to enter your mind, you say, no, no, no. Think about what you want and what you are grateful for today, and combine that with your future dreams, and it will be filled with good and strong and wonderful images. And you will be amazed how you will start to think better and feel better. So dream big, think about what you want, and then get going to make it happen. I know that the setbacks of today, they are nothing but a setup for your greater comeback, and that your best is yet to come. So know that everything changes for those who are willing to make every day a better day. If you do, you'll see greater success in your life. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Go to winwithwillie.com for resources to help you win more. Remember to make the most of each and every minute, because your best is yet to come. Hey, I've got some exciting news to share. If you're ready to change your life, join me for my Turn Your Setbacks into Comebacks one-man show on April 27th in Washington, D.C. Inspiration, entertainment, education, and motivation to help you win. Go to thecomebackshow.com. Thecomebackshow.com, a night designed to change your life.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up Poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
The Get Up Poll is brought to you by Denny's. Denny's is excited to continue his years-long sponsorship of the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage. We love supporting the Tom Joyner Foundation and our beloved HBCUs. Cheryl, what's trending? Or what's the get-up poll? Or what am I talking about?
Cheryl, it's time for the get-up poll. Thank you, Griff. Appreciate you and your help. God bless you. What are we talking about today?
So, you know, we've had this conversation and we thought it was really interesting. You know, have you ever been to a funeral or realized that you had a sibling you didn't know you had? Boy. Yeah. Were you talking about, you know, we're talking about that, you know, it's common. I don't want to say in our culture or
just in the world.
Oh, it's common.
It's common, right? It really is in the world where funerals, somehow you find out you got family you ain't even know you had.
Everything.
Now, for me, I could personally say, for me, my father literally was on his deathbed. Like, he was dying when I found out I had a sister. And so my sister Dolores, she listens. And so, hey, Dolores, love you, sissy. And so I found out I had a sister during that time. And that was really interesting because now I'm dealing with the transition of my dad. And I'm only 12. Oh, but gosh. I did find out I had a sister.
She was older than you? Younger?
She is. Yeah, she's older. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I've had friends that had to walk through that, and they're processing their grief and, you know, trying not to be upset because, you know, maybe their parent isn't who they thought they were. Or, you know, if you're older, you process different because depending on time and, you know, how those things happen. But if you're younger, you just only know your family, and it's really challenging. And I just wonder, you know, how people get through things like that. Thankfully, when my father left, that was it. So praise God. I know it's too late to come
no
out.
No surprises.
Come out, tell me nothing.
Right.
I actually have a couple brothers and sisters I just met in the last 10 years. I got a brother named Gary in Vegas and a sister who is so mad at the whole family. Just sent me the worst email, and
why?
I thought I was... I don't know. She said, I didn't ask you to introduce me to dad. And you, like, it was everything everything that she was saying was for my dad. It wasn't for me.
Gotcha.
It wasn't, you understand me? So I just took it. I said, hey, if you ever need bone marrow, just holler at me.
Oh, riff.
Because we related. So, I mean, you know, you got the right to be mad, but I need you to kind of grow up and fix the direction. Of the man, because I ain't do nothing. But but it's all in that. Nobody told us. Here go strangers. Here we are. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, back in the day, that was real easy. It wasn't no social media. It wasn't no cell phones.
Yeah, right.
When you left a town, you left a town.
You understand me?
Unless somebody gave you an address, you went to the phone book, and it was 75 Sarah Joneses. You didn't know. You had to send letters to all them addresses. Hi, my name is Sarah Jones. I met Roy at the concert.
Man.
I mean, like,
and
good luck.
So, folk took that stuff to their grave.
They
weren't
all the
time.
They didn't want to let nobody know that they was laying down at the back of the concert with the Temptations. Sorry, Temptations. I won't put you
All right.
Okay,
question?
So give us the question. Have you ever found a family member at a funeral? And did you find any brothers and sisters? 877-242-2426. If you ever found a family member at a funeral, I know it's tough. Give us
a
call.
Not just at a funeral.
Or just period.
Period.
Oh, right. Just period. Found a family member. Give us a call. 877-242-2426.
Get up.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Check it out. Hey, what's cracking, everybody? Listen, we are excited to announce that Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell is a candidate for the Stellar Award Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year. To get the official nomination, we need your help, though. Log on to getuperica.com and vote.
Aye.
Voting is open to the public right now. So if you're a member of the Get Up Church and enjoy waking up with us every morning, then log on to getuperica.com and vote for Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Come on now.
First round of voting ends today, so hurry up.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect
it. The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
All right, let's talk to Deshaun from H-Town. Deshaun, you got some new brothers and sisters you didn't know about, sis?
Well, not me, but my mother. We were at my grandfather's funeral, and it was a lady that was just distraught. And come to find out, it was a sister of my mother's. Like, my mother had no idea. Like, absolutely none. And same thing happened with my husband. My husband's from Jamaica, and he already has a big family. Like, it's 17 of them. And there was a sister that half of the siblings didn't know about at the funeral of his dad.
18 now. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it happens more than we probably... it's real common. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Ohio and talk to the homie, Brent. Brent, you got family you just learned about, my guy?
Yeah, well, my father's been gone for about 5 or 6 years, and I found out that I had a little sister. Found out I had a little sister, man, when my father passed.
Oh, okay. Well, are y'all now? Okay, here's the real question: have y'all kept up? Are you cool with her?
Man, I keep up with her all the time.
Good.
I'm grateful for that, man. You know, I'm the oldest out of 7 kids. We all had the same dad, but not the same mom. You know, so I'm the one that you know keep in contact with the family. Hey, Griffin, you're crazy, man.
He said, I'm crazy with the best voice ever.
Right?
Yeah, thank you, dog.
Okay, love you. All right, God
love you.
Keenan's on the line from Reston, Virginia. Hey, Keenan. Did you have a sibling you didn't know about?
Well, hey, you know, thank you for this question of the day, but I actually told my father that he had a daughter that he did not know about. And how that came about is he was dating a white lady, and the white family didn't want them to have the baby, so they told him that the baby was aborted. But basically, I told my father that he had a child.
Wow, that's something. That's a twist. That's a plot twist.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
877-242-2426. It's time for the Get Up Poll. Let's go to the ATL and talk to Tracy. Trace, you got some new family, sis?
Well, actually, I was the new family that showed up at my father's funeral, and it was a special experience.
Special, like it wasn't special?
No. How can I put it? I was ultimately received, but I was not received with open arms initially. And I showed up with two of my grandkids and my daughter.
Wow.
And drove back to Philadelphia from Atlanta. And it ultimately became a nice experience, and we're still in contact and everything now. But I wasn't the only unexpected sibling also.
Wow. It happens more often than we think. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Wow. That could have been a bunch of different things. I love it, though. I love it. Not to put nobody on blast, but you know, when they already grown, we need to accept them. Come on, you and the family, right. Let's go. Let's not
talk sister.
About the past. I love my brothers and sisters, too.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell is a candidate for the Stellar Award Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year. Help us out. Help us to get the nomination for the second round ballot. Log on to getuperica.com and cast your vote.
Yes, please, please vote for us. All right. Listen, coming up 11 minutes after the hour is my love talk of the day. Plus, Cheryl Jackson will have trending topics, and Griff will have the quick sports minute. Music from Donald Lawrence, Charles Jenkins, and Yolanda Adams. Here is Pastor Mike Jr. with Windows on Get Up Mornings.
Let's talk about love.
For God so loved the world.
Love talk.
Love talk.
On Get Up Mornings.
Yeah, time for the love talk. So I'm sitting here with my friend's book in front of me, Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. You probably know him as Kev on stage. Super funny. Him and his wife and his family, they, you know, kind of live their lives out loud. But their book was called Marriage Be Hard, 12 Conversations to Keep You Laughing, Loving, and Learning with Your Partner. There's a post that I've seen going around, and it was, you know, it's basically saying, you know, everything is hard. If you are overweight and you don't like being overweight, that's hard. If you are skinny and you work out all the time, that's hard. If you are in marriage and relationship, that's hard. If you are single, that's hard. So you have to pick your hard. you can't let the enemy deceive you. Like, your way is so much difficult and everybody else has an easier way. That is one of the number one tricks of the enemy. If you choose something, choose it 1,000%. Don't do it halfway. If you're going to do it all the way. Don't do it with fear. Don't do it with your fist up. I was talking to someone yesterday about trying to love with your fist up. You can't. It is impossible to try to love someone with fear as a barrier to protect you in case something goes wrong. Listen, in all relationships, somebody going to get on somebody's nerves. So you have to make a decision to stick in it together, to pray together, to fight together, to be selfless together, to learn to laugh at yourselves sometimes, to not take things so seriously, to give grace, extend grace to your loved ones. You know, it's not easy either way it goes. You know, people, I can't wait to have a baby. Then you have a baby and you're mad because you're waking up at 3 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, I'm going to get me a trainer. You get your trainer on your nerves because they won't stop knocking on your door. Well, you said you wanted to lose weight, right? In life, things will be difficult. You have to decide, am I determined enough? Am I focused enough? Am I disciplined enough? Am I focused enough? Yeah, to get this done. And if I'm not, then let me just take a break, because you'll frustrate yourself even more. But when you have made up in your mind, baby, nothing can stop you. So just make up in your mind what you really want to do. Keep God in the center. Don't let your ego lead. Don't let your fear lead. Don't let your frustration lead, because all those things will tell you, you know what? This is too much. I'm not going to do it. But guess what? It's all too much. If you sit at home broke and trying to figure out how to pay your light bill, that's too much. If you got a whole lot of money and you're trying to figure out how to structure and organize, that feels like too much. It's all too much. So you decide which one you want to do, because you could be happy one way, happy the other way. You can be frustrated one way, frustrated the other way. It's all up to you. What do you choose? When you wake up in the morning, what do you choose? Do you choose to be irritated about the situation you're in, or you choose to change it? Do you choose to complain about the situation you're in, or change it? Because guess what? A lack of joy, a lack of happiness, a lack of laughter, a lack of peace will really do a number on your mind and on your body and on your health. So it's all difficult. You choose which one you want to hold on to. I say hold on to joy, hold on to trying, hold on to fighting, hold on to being your absolute best, because nobody can stop you when you get focused. So get focused. Get ready to be great. There's greatness on the inside of you, but you've got to tap in and you've got to decide that this is what I want right now, today, and nobody and nothing is going to stop me. All right. That is my love talk for the day. It's all hard. Pick your heart. Trending topics are up next on Get Up Mornings. All right, it's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell. Love you, and I mean.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Check it out.
Hey, what's cracking, everybody? Listen, we are excited to announce that Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell is a candidate for the Stellar Award Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year. Yeah! In order to get the official nomination, we need your help, though. Log on to GetUpErica.com and vote.
All right.
Voting is open to the public right now. So if you're a member of the Get Up Church and enjoy waking up with us every morning, then log on to GetUpErica.com and vote for Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Come on now.
First round of voting ends today, so hurry up.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
Find out what everybody's talking about right now.
Taking over the web.
What is it?
It's Trending Topics, up to the minute.
All right, Trending Topics. Cheryl, what's going on?
So I love the Tamron Hall show, and they just gave her another season.
Nice.
I love that. Yep. She's returning to the TV screen. The television personality is taking her self-titled daytime show into a sixth season with Disney Entertainment, announcing the renewal yesterday. ABC's local TV stations are picking it up, a new season of the Tamron Hall show.
Yay.
And you know, she started the Tamron Hall show when she left her position as anchor at MSNBC and NBC's Today Show. And we know the little controversy behind that, but I'm loving that she's doing her own thing. And you know what I really love, Erica? That she gives platforms for gospel and inspirational music.
Yes, she looks out for folk. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I love her. And so congratulations to Tamron Hall. Also, this is interesting. Less than 3 months after his formal installation as president and CEO of the Rainbow Push Coalition, Reverend Frederick D. Haynes III has announced his resignation.
Freddie Haynes.
Yeah. Roland Martin was the first to report this in a dynamic public resignation letter. He said, after continual prayer and deliberation, I've decided to step down from the position of chief executive officer. And so, of course, no one from the Rainbow Push Coalition has said anything about it, but the resignation has been made public on his social media page. So don't want to dig into that speculation, but just know that he is not the president and CEO of the Rainbow Push Coalition, founded by the Reverend Jesse Jackson, any longer. And then, finally, it's another tour that's been officially announced. I love the fact. So, you know what? You're wrapping up the One Hallelujah Tour. We know that Ty Tribbett is about to go on tour. We know there's the Only One Night Though tour with Ty Tribbett is about to start in May. And then you have the Girls Night Out Tour that's been announced. Now it's the Reunion Tour 2.0.
Yes.
The Reunion Tour 2.0 is Kirk Franklin, the Clark sisters, Yolanda Adams, Martin Sapp, and Fred Hammond.
It's the legends.
Oh, wow.
Honey.
Right. The legends.
That
legends.
Is
that's gonna
a
be
good
that's gonna be a long,
tour.
Fun Kleenex.
Hits after hit after hits
or a back to back to back to back to back. Right.
Yeah, and what we talk about this often when it comes to these tours, about Undivided and, of course, Live Nation, but the synergy, I pray that the synergy continues, because your testimony about how you guys mesh on the One Hallelujah Tour, you know, nobody being a headliner, no controversy, just loving on each other and sharing this great gospel music and ministering across the world.
Man,
I pray
forget
that for
that.
This tour.
Let's get some funk. Let's start having beef.
No, what point?
It's crazy and sit down.
Erica's not coming out until Ja'Kalen. No, I'm just playing.
Boom.
Exactly. So no, I pray that none of that happens on this tour and that it continues. Also, of course, the McDonald's tour is Anthony Brown's tour, along with Pastor Mike Jr. and Dietrich Haddon. That's also about to hit the road. So come on, gospel. Y'all doing your thing on these tours and
it.
Such.
All
I
right,
love it, because even R&B and there ain't no tours like that right now. I mean,
right.
I just saw Missy, Sierra, and Busta Rhymes, but like the gospel been going back to back to back to back with these tours. Like, I love it.
Me and too. Selling out.
And selling out.
Come
Don't
on.
Say that part, Erica.
And selling out. Come on.
I love it. That's what's trending. Griff, you're up next with a Sports Minute.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Thanks, Cheryl. I Hate the Homies, episode 95, is out right now. We talk everything from OJ to the WNBA draft to even Bronny James maybe going to the NBA. Check it out right now, wherever you listen to podcasts. And in the NBA, Sacramento lit the beam on Golden State, 118-94. That's a very big loss for Golden State. The Lakers beat the Pelicans, 110-106. And Miami takes on Philly at Philadelphia. What up, Ronnie? Tonight, and Atlanta goes to Chicago. You know, we was talking about the WNBA draft, and they had a record 2.5 million viewers. It actually peaked at 3 million viewers. And last year was just 572,000. And even a year, even in 2002, it was only 630,000 or something. So women basketball, man, is looking good for y'all. I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating with Tammy Roman, Layla Roshan, Kimberly Elise. Redman's birthday is today. And our friend Phil Thornton, he's celebrating a birthday today.
Nice.
And if it's your birthday, well, happy birthday.
All right, good people, stick around. We got more good gospel music on the way on Get Up Morning.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings, good people, on this wonderful Wednesday, and it has been a nice full day here at the Get Up Church.
Okay.
Woo! Hey, Cheryl Griff, tell us what you loved about the show today.
first, I need to tell everybody, if you missed any of today's show, which was hilarious.
Right.
A lot of great ministry moments. Make sure you log on to getuperica.com. Click on that podcast link and you'll see all of the episodes of the shows. So make sure you check that out. But listen, I love the Get Up poll. Our listeners are hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Hilarious. And I love Mr. Griffin, which kind of got a little comical today. So thank you so much, Mr. Griffin.
Right.
With your grown self.
With your grown self. Jeez.
Listen. Go ahead, Griff.
I actually like the Ericism, learn patience. Man. I'm working on it. I don't know when I need to go ahead and get a grade in this patient thing. I'm just working and working and working in classes and classes.
This patient class too long.
Jeez.
Hey,
tribulation
working
patience, honey. Tribulations working patience. You don't want to ask for that.
All right.
Thank you. You're right.
Praise
I rebuke
Lord.
Myself.
Well, listen, y'all, that's the end of our time. Our revelations of within ourselves. Whatever God showed you about yourself today, listen, we all trying to be better. Let's end with the word of prayer. God, we are so grateful and so thankful for every day that you give us every opportunity to bless these people in the morning, to play this great gospel music, to have these conversations that allow us to grow and see ourselves in different lights. I thank you, God. I thank you for healing minds, bodies, and souls, healing families and relationships. I thank you, God, for healing our perspective on the way we even see you, Father God. I thank you, God, for bringing joy back into our lives for those that are just in work mode and haven't smiled in a long time. I thank you for peace, Lord, for those who just need rest. I thank you for guidance and direction for those who want to know what their next steps are, Lord Jesus. I thank you do all things well and in perfect time. We thank you for doing all things well and in perfect time. Show us every step and we'll follow you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen.
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 Y'all have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be faith walking.
Love talking.
Enjoy living.
On Get Up Mornings. Bye, everybody. Get up.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.